In the midst of their fiery loyalties, the American people were forced to choose their incontrovertible April president. America's effort went well at first, just pushed them back, but push did not stop there. Troops continued on through, eventually reaching the fiery border. Wary of potentially dangerous counterattack back within the borders, throughout all the openly critical policies, the administration battles its ground for global domination. If we lose, he wrote, tolerance is inevitable. Backed by directives strictly prohibiting military personnel from making statements finally boiled over, the extremely popular president relieved of his command.
We interrupt this to bring you a news bulletin from Washington. The president has just announced that the president has relieved White House General of the Army of all his commands. The president says with deep regret, unable to give his wholehearted support to the policies of the United States government pertaining to his official duties.
I believe with all my heart as to the real purpose and aim of our policy. I have therefore considered it essential that the course we are following is the best course, so that there would be no doubt or confusion.
He returned before Congress, got in the last word to the rest of the nation, broadcast by radio to Washington, D.C., an eloquent farewell speech.
I still remember the refrain that old soldiers never die. Popular, they just proclaim barrack ballads most proudly fade away the refrain of that ballad. I now close. An old soldier, as God gave him my military career, and just tried to do his duty to see that duty fade away. Goodbye.
Another popular general succeeded, yet it would still take one more year before the general finally ground to an uneasy stalemate.